A gold crown is drawn on a piece of beige paper. Gold text on screen reads, Hallmark Media. Text reads, Hallmark Media presents. An animated Christmas tree stands in the middle of a room surrounded with brightly wrapped presents. There's a shining gold star on top, alternating red and green paper cutouts of people in Santa hats, hold hands and dance. Title card, Christmas with a Kiss. Aerial view of the Empire State Building in New York City. The top of the skyscraper is lit up with red and green lights. Small white lights cover bare trees down on the ground. A large Christmas tree several feet tall is covered in tiny lights and large glowing stars. Across the street from Radio City Music Hall, huge red ornaments are stacked in the water fountain. Text reads, 11 days before Christmas. A sign on a restaurant reads, My House. Inside the restaurant, servers wear red Santa costumes with hats. A woman sits at a table alone. She straightens the menus and then picks up her phone. Text reads, Shay, you got this girl. Mona, he's running a little late. I can't believe I'm so nervous. Mona moves the menus again. A man walks towards the table.
I am so sorry. Work today was so crazy.
No, don't even worry about it. And thank you for texting me in advance instead of 5 minutes after you were supposed to be here.
Man, I hate when people do that.
Me too. Just one other thing that we have in common.
But still, showing up late for your second date is not a good look.
Well, since our first date was 8 hours long, I think I can give you a pass.
Was that long?
Yeah. Who would have thought that coffee would turn into lunch, and lunch would have turned into a movie, and a movie would have turned into dinner, followed by a horse and carriage ride through Central Park?
Well, I had a great time, Mom.
Me too.
I want to talk to you about something. You go first.
Okay, well, first of all, I want you to know that it is totally fine if you say no to what I'm about to tell you, okay?
Okay.
My great-grandfather started this carnival, and it's a pretty big deal back in Milton, a small town upstate where I'm from. It runs for 10 days, and it ends with this big, beautiful dance on Christmas Eve. So I'm heading up there tomorrow. You had mentioned that you didn't have any plans for Christmas. And I know that we just met, but I feel like we have a real connection, you know? So I am extending an invitation for you to come with me for Christmas.
Mona shrugs her shoulders and smiles. Her date looks at her awkwardly.
No rush, you know? You just think about it and let me know. It's no big deal. So, what did you want to tell me?
I'm getting back together with my wife.
What did you just say?
I'm getting back together with
her. Yeah, no. I heard you. You don't need to repeat it now. Your wife?
Well, technically, she's my ex-wife. I did tell you I was married, right?
No, you didn't. I think I would have remembered that before I made a complete fool out of myself just now.
Look, I'm really sorry, Mona. You're an incredible woman. It's just, spending time with you the other day reminded me of how much fun she and I had together. And I woke up today and realized I'm still in love with her. And I want her back. And, well, that's what I wanted to say to you. I'm really sorry. Merry Christmas.
Mona's date tries to laugh. Mona stares at him pointedly. He gets up from the table and leaves the restaurant. Mona's mouth is open in shock as she watches him walk away. It is daytime. Mona walks down the stairs in a house. There's a woman in the kitchen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming over last night.
Yeah, I was worried about you. How are you feeling?
Like a complete idiot. What was I thinking? Asking him to spend Christmas with me.
No, don't do that, Mo. Don't blame yourself. Forget about him. Although I did warn you about meeting guys on dating apps. Too soon?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not even just that. You know, every time I go home, I hear the same thing. You're still single? You're not married? Why? Why? Why?
Why? Because you're focusing on your incredible career. You started as a sales associate in a small boutique, and now you're a major social media ambassador for international brands. That's why.
And nobody back home cares about that. It's Christmas. It's about kids and family, and I have neither, and I'm about to be 40.
In 8 years?
Semantics. just have to face it. I have horrible luck with men.
But what about Roger?
Mona flops down on the sofa.
He bought a house, and he moved to the motherland. Didn't tell me. I found out online.
Kevin.
Oh, the last time we went on a date, he gave the waitress his number in front of me.
Gordon.
Join a Montessori. I moved to Bali. We're really not helping here.
Okay, look at it this way. Your mom and your sister are both happily married, and you will be too soon. It's in your DNA.
They did both find the loves of their lives at the magical Milton Christmas dance.
So magical about this dance.
Rumor has it, if you kiss your date under the mistletoe on Christmas Eve, you will have lasting love.
And you believe that?
Happy for my mom and my sister.
You and that old quilt.
Hey, my mother made this for me, just like her mom made one for her. It's tradition.
No, it's dusty.
Mona's phone is under the Christmas quilt. Text reads, incoming call, mom.
Look at that. It's like she heard you talking about her.
Hey, mom.
When are you coming home? The carnival's tomorrow and your sister's feeling down. She needs you.
Why? What happened?
Jackson called. He thought the Navy was going to give him time off and now he is not coming at all.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It's their first Christmas away from each other in 12 years.
Okay, well, I'll be there tomorrow. But I am preparing you right now. I am not going to the dance.
What do you mean?
You have to go. We have to take our family picture in front of the big tree. We've been doing it since you girls were little.
Mom, we can take
that picture anywhere.
Mona Sinclair.
Since when did you stop caring about tradition?
I care. It just... Fine. Forget I said anything.
Great. Oh, do you remember my friend Tony? Her son Solomon is single, and he's coming here for Christmas.
I think the two of you should go to the dance together.
Mom, please, please, please stop trying to hook me up.
I'm gonna send you his picture now.
Mrs. Sinclair taps her phone screen and sends a photo to Mona.
And I have a big surprise for you when you get here. See you tomorrow, dear.
See you tomorrow.
Mona disconnects the call and pulls up the photo her mother sent. She smiles and turns the phone around to show her friend.
And this is why I only go home for Christmas.
I mean...
Don't you dare.
Mona gets up and walks away. Mrs. Sinclair is in her kitchen baking.
Honey, you shouldn't be carrying all those.
It's fine.
I talked to Mona. She's coming tomorrow.
Great. We could use a help around here. I really miss her.
We need to talk to her about the carnival.
No, we don't. We can wait until after Christmas.
She needs to know, Harold.
We haven't seen her since last Christmas. I just wanted to enjoy the holiday. Promise me you won't say anything?
Okay. If that's what you want.
I do. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
Harold kisses his wife's cheek and leaves the kitchen. Mona drives down the road. There are Christmas decorations outside of the stores. Text reads, 9 days before Christmas.
Hey, girl. What's going on?
Hey, Shay. I just got in. Forgot how adorable this place is. Anyway, my mom is going to have me busy for the next 24 hours. I'm stopping by my favorite coffee shop, grab a few muffins for the nephews. But I was wondering if...
Mona stares at a man leaving a bakery carrying a couple of boxes.
Fletcher?
Who is Fletcher?
He's this guy I dated in high school. I haven't seen him in years. I gotta let you go. Bye.
Mona Sinclair. Wow, you've gotten even more beautiful.
Fletcher, hi. It's so nice to see you. When did you get back to town?
I moved back about 8 months ago.
Oh.
You're home for the holidays?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to the carnival with my family.
I'll be there. I'm bringing the fire truck down for the kids.
You have kids?
No, I don't have a family.
No. Oh.
I haven't found the right one yet.
Oh.
No wedding ring.
Yeah, no. Guess I haven't found the right one either.
Fletcher nods slowly and smiles at Mona. She looks down and smiles back.
Well, I'm going this way, so...
Hey, I know you just got here, but maybe we could catch up later.
I would love that.
Cool. I'll DM you.
Oh, really?
Okay, I admit I've been checking out your social media the past few years. Very impressive.
Thank you. Well, I guess I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
Mona and Fletcher slowly walk away from each other. After a few steps, Mona turns back to look at Fletcher. Fletcher turns as well and smiles. Exterior of a house. There is snow in the trees and ground surrounding it. Large boxes wrapped in green and red paper sit next to a plastic reindeer and sleigh sitting on the front lawn. A white SUV pulls up in front of the house. Mona gets out of the car and starts up the walkway.
There she is! Oh, I missed you!
Oh. Missed you too. I didn't think you'd be here.
Well, where else would I be?
I thought you'd be at the carnival.
Oh, no, the boys are inside talking to their father, and I'm just waiting on the reporter to get here.
What reporter?
Mama didn't tell you?
No, all she said was she had a surprise for me.
Well, Culture and Lifestyle magazine is doing a piece on small towns that exemplifies the Christmas spirit. And they've chosen our town, Christmas in Milton.
Excuse me.
Wait, it gets better. They're doing a future of a family and on Mom and Dad and how they built up the carnival over the years. So the reporter is coming here and he's staying at the guest house while he does the article. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, so cool.
Oh, girl.
There's my baby.
Love my baby.
It's so good.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Dad.
Did Aaron tell you about the reporter? Isn't that exciting?
Sure is, Mom.
My baby lives in New York. She doesn't get excited about small town stuff anymore.
Oh, did I mention that we have a new mailman? Mona, he is so attractive.
Mom.
Linda, the girl hasn't even stepped foot in the house. Give it a rest.
We'll talk later.
Let's get out of this cold. Come on.
I'm so glad you're home.
I'm sorry I won't be there for Christmas.
It's not fair. You'll miss everything.
We miss you, Dad.
I know, kiddos. I'm so sorry.
It's been like this every day.
But I promise, I'll keep calling every day so I feel like I'm there with you, okay?
Okay.
It's getting late here, boys. Let me talk to your mom for a second. Love you guys. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.
Hello, my not-so-little nephews. Come here.
Hi, Auntie Mona.
Aw, I'm happy to see you, too. Come on, cheer up. Hey, why don't you go get my bags in the car? There might be a surprise in there for you.
The boys look at each other and smile before they run out of the room.
Were you able to speak to the Admiral?
Yes, and the answer is still no.
Duty calls. I get it. I'll talk to the boys. I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.
You okay?
Yeah. It's just gonna be really hard this Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, have no fear. Your little sister's here.
Ooh. Oh, I think that's the reporter guy. Give me a second, okay?
Mona's phone pings, and she takes it out of her pocket. Text on screen reads, Fletcher, great seeing you. Coffee in an hour at our old spot.
Wow, you are quick.
Mona replies, it's a date, and smiley face emoji. Mona puts the phone back in her pocket and looks around the living room. There are stockings hanging on the fireplace. Mona looks at a table covered in family pictures. Aaron returns with the reporter.
Des, this is my brilliant sister Mona. She's visiting for the holidays. Mona, this is Des Jordan with Culture and Lifestyle magazine.
Really nice to meet you.
Hi.
Here's my card.
Wow, a business card. I haven't seen one of these in, like, ever.
Yeah, I know. Most people usually share their information through text, email, or social media. But I personally like the personal approach. You know, I just think that technology is really deteriorating the whole human interaction.
Well, you know, since I work in social media, I have to disagree.
Aaron smiles awkwardly and turns to Des.
So, Des, where are you coming from?
New York City.
Is that right? Well, you know, Mona actually lives in New York City also. What a coincidence.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Which part?
Manhattan. You?
Brooklyn.
Aaron, Mona, and Des look at each other uncomfortably.
The guest house is unlocked. It's on the right side of the driveway. Please, make yourself at home.
Thank you. I can't believe your mom was so gracious.
Well, when you mentioned you were highlighting the carnival, I mean, you made our mother's Christmas.
That's nice to hear. All right, well, just give me 15 minutes and I'll be ready.
Okay, great. Looking forward to showing you Christmas in Milton.
It's really nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, you two have fun. I will see you later.
Later?
Where are you headed?
I have a date.
A date? Mm-hmm. Already? I thought you were seeing a guy in New York.
No, that is a long, sad story.
Okay, well, I have a couple minutes, so talk fast.
And you know what he said?
What did he say?
Merry Christmas.
No, he didn't really say Merry Christmas before walking away, did he?
He sure did.
Wow, unbelievable. I feel the need to apologize on behalf of all of the decent men in the world.
Are there any?
Oh, shots fired?
I'm kidding. So, what about you? Why are you still single?
It's hard out here.
Oh, please. Hard for you? I'm sure there's a list of women waiting to date Milton's favorite fire stopper.
Women here are kind of predictable. I need excitement. Like a cup of hot cocoa with whipped cream gummies kind of excitement.
Well, there are plenty of toppings right over there. Go wild.
Toppings are easy. Women, that's a different story.
Have you ever tried dating apps?
No, thanks. Especially not after the story you just told me.
Well, no risk, no reward. And you did say that you wanted excitement.
Same old Mona, always the optimist.
Yeah, not quite. At this point, I am convinced that I will be single for the rest of my life.
Well, maybe I'll just have to do something about that.
Mona smiles as she picks up her cup of cocoa and smiles across the table at Fletcher. At the farmhouse, Aaron is in the kitchen cutting a potato.
Smells so good in here, sis.
Thanks. Just making a few things for the next couple of days. Are you headed to the carnival?
Yeah. Well, you know I need to show my face today or I'm not going to hear the end of it from Mom.
Well, at least you know that. No.
Just tasting it. You want to ride with me?
Oh, I can't. We're going to do Christmas photos to send to Jackson. Just trying to find ways to keep their spirits up, you know?
Well, let me know if there's anything I can do to help, okay?
I will. How was your date?
Oh, no. It was nice.
Yeah?
It was with Fletcher.
Fletcher Johnson?
Why didn't you tell me he was back in town?
Because you didn't ask, and just remember why you're here. Family.
I know. So where's our resident reporter?
Oh, I dropped him off at the carnival. You mind picking him up?
Chaperoning a reporter around Milton. Wow. Merry Christmas to me. Don't think I don't know what you're doing.
Drive safe. Love you.
So when does your article come out?
Christmas Eve.
Nice.
How long you live in New York?
5 years.
You like it?
Oh, I love it. So much culture and great shopping. There's always a party. It's the complete opposite of Milton.
Well, I hear there's a lot of culture and tradition here, too.
Okay, when I say culture, I'm talking about the arts, Broadway, museums, not trolleys and folk art. Why did you pick Milton anyway?
Because it is so picturesque at this time of year.
I guess you're right. It does look like a postcard. So where did you grow up?
I mean, where didn't I grow up? The military took us everywhere.
Oh, Aaron's husband's in the Navy. Oh,
yeah, I heard. My dad's actually a high-ranking officer in the Navy.
Oh, where is he now?
I don't know. Probably on some top secret assignment.
So he is on a Mission Impossible Ethan Hunt type level?
Yeah, I mean, he's taller and darker, but yeah, I believe that his efforts save humanity.
My dad milks cows.
Hey, I eat cereal every day. Saving humanity comes in different forms.
I like that.
So what do you do?
I am an online brand ambassador.
A what?
You know, companies, they hire me to promote their products on social media. I post, I do funny skits.
Okay, what kind of products?
Cosmetics, hair care, clothing, that kind of thing.
Okay, that is an interesting career.
I create my own content. I write, shoot, and deliver. I actually do the jobs of 3 people.
Yeah, but what you're talking about isn't really that important.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, I mean, no shade, but some things are more important than how you look.
Oh. Like writing about Christmas lights in a town with a population of 1,800? Okay, you have no idea what I do. I'm gonna go wait in the car.
Really now? Come on.
Mona continues down the sidewalk away from Dez. Text on screen reads, 8 days before Christmas. A blue banner with snowflakes hangs above the road. It reads, welcome to the Milton Christmas Carnival. Red and white striped booths line the street. People play games and buy cookies. Linda walks across the street holding a stuffed Santa. She smiles and waves at people. Harold is setting up their gingerbread decorating booth.
Harold, your back is going to give out if you don't sit down for a moment. Take a break.
I'm fine. The kids are going to love this new booth.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, I'm surprised to see you before noon.
Daddy Kins, how you doing?
I'm great. It's Christmas time.
He's gonna pop a blood vessel if he keeps moving this stuff like he is. We are getting too old for all this.
Speak for yourself, woman. I've got this under control. Let me get back to work. Love you, baby girl.
Love you.
A text from Fletcher reads, you avail for a late lunch today?
So? Have you gotten a chance to spend some time with Dez?
Yes.
I like him.
You like everyone, Mom. It's your superpower. So where do you want me to work today?
The reindeer race could use some help. Jimmy's running late. Mona, can you get your nose out of your phone for a second? Did you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, Mom. What were you saying?
The reindeer race.
Okay, I could do it for a few hours, but then I have an errand to run. I love you.
Linda watches Mona walk away and head to the reindeer race booth.
Come and play the reindeer race for the best stocking stuffers at the carnival.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, this place is like a real-life Milton snow globe.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it.
So, have your parents been running this place since you girls were little?
Are you interviewing me right now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Is that okay?
On your mark, go!
Three kids start racing. Dez holds out his phone. Mona hesitates before speaking.
My great-granddaddy was the one who started the carnival, actually.
Wow. So your parents grew up in this town, too?
Yeah. Before the carnival, there was a circus that used to set up here for the holidays. But when they got better offers from larger cities, they bailed.
Yeah, that's business.
And that's when my great-granddaddy started with five booths. My great-grandmother, she was the one who came up with the Milton dance. And it grew year after year into what you see today.
Oh, you are so lucky to be part of a family so enriched in tradition.
Yeah. Real lucky for a woman with nothing important to say.
Mona,
congratulations! Lane three wins!
Mona gives the kid the prize.
Hi, Mona. I'm sorry I'm late. I'll take it from here.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
Come on, step right up. Who wants to win a Christmas prize? Come on, you. Come on up here. You got a ticket? Three tickets get you everything you want to get for Christmas.
At the farmhouse, Mona opens the front door and smiles as she steps onto the porch.
Hi.
Hi.
Mona closes the door and hugs Fletcher.
I hope I'm dressed okay.
You look amazing.
Thank you. And I wish I felt that way.
You okay?
I'm fine. Just my parents, they need some help at the carnival. I found a replacement, but she needs to leave shortly. And now my sister's upset with me because I'm going out.
Why don't we go help your family instead of going out?
You would do that?
Yeah. It doesn't matter where we're spending time together. As long as we're together.
Fletcher holds his arm out. Mona takes it and they walk away. At the carnival, Mona and Fletcher are at a booth, blowing up balloons for another game.
This brings back memories. When Aaron and I were kids, we would spend 2 days blowing up balloons for the carnival. And whoever blew up the most would get a special treat in their stocking.
Oh, no!
Thank you for doing this, by the way. I know it's not ideal, but my dad will be back soon with the pump.
Oh, it was fun. When I remember coming here as a kid, Milton always had the best light show.
It does. So why did you move back?
I thought about New York or Philly, but my parents are here. There was an opening at the firehouse, so Milton seemed like a good compromise. When I first moved back, I looked for you.
Me? Seriously?
Yeah. Do you remember our first Christmas together?
Yeah, we came here.
And I want you one of those big stuffed reindeer, right? I thought about asking you to be my girlfriend that night.
Huh.
Then why did you stop calling me after winter break?
I had a long talk with my dad about you. My grades were slipping, and he insisted that I stay focused on school.
I wish that you told me that. And all this time, I just thought you lost interest.
I was young and dumb. I'm sorry. But I'm really glad we found each other again.
Me too.
Hey, kids.
Dad. Hey, Mr. Sinclair.
Hey.
You two can take a break. I've got it covered from you.
You know, we can stay and help out. It's been really busy.
I'm sure. This little baby works 10 times faster than human lips. But thank you for helping out.
Of course. Hey, Dad, you okay?
Of course. I have a few aches and pains occasionally. Nothing that one of your mom's gingerbread cookies couldn't fix. Don't worry about me, baby girl.
I'm sorry, I have an emergency at the station.
Yeah, of course, go.
I really had a great time.
Me too.
Fletcher hugs Mona goodbye. She closes her eyes and sighs as he embraces her. Fletcher waves at Harold and hurries away. Harold turns back to Mona with raised eyebrows.
What?
Nothing. You know. Isn't he the boy that stopped calling you in high school?
Mona abruptly stops smiling. She grabs her purse and quickly walks away. Harold holds his hands up and then starts laughing to himself. He picks up the canister of air for the balloons and goes into the booth. It is nighttime at the farmhouse.
We thank you for this family, and we thank you for this food. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for inviting me to dinner. I haven't seen a spread like this in a while.
Oh, it is our pleasure. So, boys, how was the Christmas play today?
It was fun. What time is it?
Oh, we have an hour. They're speaking to Jackson tonight.
Oh, no wonder they're in such a good mood. I thought maybe they've been peeking under the Christmas tree.
My dad used to be stationed away a lot when I was your age.
Really?
Yep. In fact, I have an idea. My dad loved getting videos from us. I'd be happy helping you make a fun video for your dad.
That's awesome. Can we do it tonight?
If it's okay with your mom.
Yeah. That is so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I bet we can make something really special.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Listen, you have the
best kitchen. If you ever need a house sitter again, you let me know.
You better not burn the place down.
So how's it going?
It's good.
I actually went on a couple of dates with my ex from high school.
The guy you saw on the street?
Yep.
Okay, what's his name? I'm looking him up.
Fletcher Johnson.
Oh, he's saying and doing all of the right things. It's like we're picking up right where we left off in high school.
Is Fletcher a fireman?
Yes. How did you... Girl, never mind.
He's so cute.
I know. Well, look at you spinning the block.
So how's it been?
Well, he has definitely
expressed some interest, so...
Okay, well, I'll do a medical background check to make sure he doesn't have
I was married before but forgot to tell you itis.
Well, okay, thank you very much for that.
Well, you go have fun.
You deserve it, but be careful.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Good job, boys.
Thanks, Shamlin. Dad, this one's for me.
And this one's for me.
See you soon.
You guys are professionals. He's gonna love it.
So cute.
What are you doing?
Enjoying the moment.
Dad, what happened?
Are you all right? Is it your back again?
I'm fine, everybody. Please stop with the dramatics. I just dropped the pot, that's all.
Hey, boys, let's go upstairs and finish these videos.
Is everything okay?
No, it's not, girls. We need to talk about something.
Linda, not now. You promised.
I'm sorry, Harold, but they need to know.
Know what?
Your dad and I are getting older. His back pain is getting worse. We've decided that we can't manage the carnival and the dance like we used to. We've had a great run, but it's time to do some other things with our lives.
Girls, the truth is, the carnival isn't nearly as successful as it used to be. Yes, we still get a decent crowd. You remember how packed it used to be? A lot of folks have moved out of Milton, or the kids just aren't interested in attending. We need new, young energy to keep it alive.
We need to know that you or your sister are going to take it over after this year.
Mona and Aaron look at each other awkwardly.
Well, what about Jimmy?
Yeah.
He's been helping you manage, right?
We love Jimmy, and he did make us an offer, but it didn't feel right. The carnival needs to stay in our family.
It'll be tough with me taking care of the boys. I can help out as much as I can as long as Jackson doesn't relocate, but if we move, I can't promise I'll be here.
Linda and Aaron both turn to look at Mona. Mona opens her mouth but hesitates before she speaks.
I have a job. In New York?
I know, but this is our carnival, our Christmas Eve dance. It needs to stay in the family.
We understand technology's taking over. Things move fast, and people these days don't have the time for the simple pleasures. But it's still important.
This is our family's Christmas legacy, girls. We need to know you're going to carry it on.
Mona and Aaron look at each other again. The front door opens. Des steps out onto the porch. He sees Mona sitting on a chair. She has a quilt over her shoulders and is holding a mug. Des closes the door behind him and takes a few steps towards Mona.
Mind if I sit?
Sure.
Mona looks away. Des takes a seat in the chair next to her.
Is your dad okay?
Yeah. No. I guess he's just getting older.
Is that why you're sitting outside by yourself?
They want me to take over the carnival, but I don't want to, and I feel like a horrible daughter.
Why don't you want to do it?
Because it's a lot of work, and especially now since the attendance has gone down. You don't understand. They prepare for this all year round, not just during the season. I feel like I'm going to be stuck here if I do it. But it's my family's legacy.
I get it. My grandfather was in the Navy before my dad. And I always felt like they would be disappointed in me if I didn't enlist.
How did you handle that?
Not very well. I didn't talk to them very much after college. Then my grandfather got sick. And my dad and I were visiting him in the hospital. And I just asked them if they were disappointed in me. They said no. They respected the fact that I was building my own legacy. I realized it was in my head the whole time. Mm. I'm sure your folks will be okay with whatever decision you make, Mona. They really love you, and nothing you do is going to change that.
Mona looks down at her cup and nods to herself. She turns to Des.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Des sits back in his chair. Mona glances over at him as she takes a sip from her drink.
Hey, Miri, play our Christmas playlist.
Text on screen reads, 7 days before Christmas. Aaron goes into the living room. She's carrying several boxes and a couple rolls of wrapping paper. Mona is on the sofa, completely covered in a quilt. Aaron puts the boxes down and pulls the quilt away.
No time for sleeping.
Mm-hmm. I need 5 more minutes, please.
I need you to get up and help me wrap these gifts.
Mm. Aaron picks up Mona's phone and rolls her eyes.
It's Fletcher.
We have a date. What time is it? Oh.
He's just saying hi.
Mona smiles as she texts Fletcher back. Aaron sits down and hands Mona the scissors.
Need I remind you he dumped you in high school?
Yes, and he explained that and he apologized. We're good now. You know, maybe this is our time.
I can say there's definitely something to timing. I'm just not sure about Fletcher. I mean, he broke your heart. I don't want to see that again.
Well, it's a good thing we're not in high school anymore.
Mona starts wrapping one of the boxes. A song comes on, and her and Aaron gasp.
Do you remember this song? Oh, my gosh. We used to love this song.
You still remember the routine?
Girl, I'm already getting up.
Let's go.
Mona and Aaron get up from the couch. They start stepping side to side in unison. The women take a couple of steps and then jump in the air. They go back the other way and jump again. Aaron takes Mona's hand and spins her around. They notice Des filming them as they dance.
No, don't stop on my account. Come on.
Oh, okay. You like that, huh?
I do.
You like that. Well, I hope you like wrapping presents, too, because we need your help. Come on, grab some scissors and help us.
All right. Oh. Hey, sorry, I got it.
I guess he's allergic to wrapping gifts.
Maybe he has a girlfriend he needs to check in on.
Jealous?
Please, I am not interested in him.
Yeah, you're probably right. He's kind, considerate, thoughtful, compassionate. Why would you be interested in him?
You better give me those scissors.
Erin laughs as she passes the scissors. Mona and Des are at the carnival.
You gotta see this.
Okay.
They approach Linda, Harold, and Erin standing around a box.
Where do all these ornaments come from?
Over time, families in the town, they create ornaments as a symbol of their presence here. And each ornament is unique to that family.
Let's see. This one is from 2005, from a Billy Thompson.
Oh, little Billy. You know, he's a big-time producer in Los Angeles now.
Mrs. Hatcher. She used to make the best cinnamon spice tea. Wow, things have changed.
Mona takes the handmade ornament from the box and gives it to Des.
What?
I just wish you could see your face when you talk about this place. You glow.
Erin and Linda share a knowing look.
There's a sense of community that's hard to find elsewhere.
Hey, you guys mind if I capture this?
That's what you're here for.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's show them city folks what we got going on in Milton.
Hey, Mona.
Mona is hanging an ornament on the tree. She turns, and Des takes her picture. He smiles as he puts the camera down.
Oh, it's here.
Hey, kids. I have some presents for you from the Milton Fire Department.
Harold, Linda, and Erin smile and walk to the truck. Des turns back to Mona as she leaves the tree and follows everyone.
You.
Erin, Linda, Mona, and Harold stand near the truck with their arms around each other. Several kids are at the gingerbread decorating booth, icing cookies. Others are opening the Christmas presents from Fletcher.
Aww. Thank you for doing this. The kids are so excited.
It's my pleasure. No, this is a special memory for us too as kids. You remember our ornament?
I just saw it. Hold on.
Mona takes an ornament out of the box.
Ta-da!
Wow. I can't believe you still have this.
Do you remember when we made that? We were so proud of our artistic skills.
Hey, now, we were practically the Picasso and Van Gogh of our class.
You're so innocent back then.
Funny how things change.
Despite how things turned out, I wouldn't change those memories for anything. We learned so much about friendship and, well, failed romance.
Ow, failed romance sounds so dramatic.
No, it does, but it's true, and our paper snowflake witnessed it all.
Des watches Mona and Fletcher in front of the Christmas tree.
Well, thank goodness for second chances.
Mona smiles and nods at Fletcher. Fletcher leans in to kiss Mona.
Mona!
Des.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. I gotta get back to the house. I forgot my extra battery.
Fletch, this is Des. He's writing an article on Christmas in Milton. He's staying in my parents' guest house.
Hey.
Fletcher looks Des up and down.
So, we're still on for tonight?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Fletcher holds Mona's hand and smiles. He lets go and walks away. Fletcher glances at Des as he passes and then smiles again at Mona before he leaves.
I could take the car and run to your parents.
No, it's fine. I gotta get changed for tonight anyway.
Really? Why? You look great the way you are.
Yeah. That's a no. Come on.
Mona puts her purse over her shoulder and Des follows her to the car. It is nighttime. Des is at the farmhouse. He sits in the living room typing on his laptop. Des stops typing and watches Mona, wearing a red dress, walk down the stairs.
Wow. Huh.
Much better than Carnival Mona, right?
I like Carnival Mona.
Okay.
Now, she probably has an interesting backstory. And I really wonder what her favorite holiday memory is.
There is one that sticks out.
Okay.
There was one year when my grandfather created this Christmas wishing tree.
A wishing tree?
Yeah. It was white, and I swear it had to have been 20, 30 feet tall. And my grandfather told me that if I made three wishes and I touched the tree,
all of my wishes would come true.
Okay, and how old were you?
I was 9.
Oh, man.
Yeah, probably a little too old to believe in a magical tree, but I will have you know my grandfather was very convincing. And one of my wishes actually did come true. Yeah. I won the Christmas pageant the following year, just like I wished for, so.
Okay, okay, and what was your talent?
I twirl a mean baton.
I bet you do.
Yeah, but the other two wishes, they still haven't come true.
Oh, please, please, no, 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 no. Don't stop. Keep going. Come on.
You want to know what I wished for?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't laugh.
No, no, I won't.
Des leans forward in his seat. Mona looks around the room before she starts.
I wished that I would become a supermodel.
Okay.
Really? Wow.
I'm playing.
Really?
The next Tyra Banks, huh?
You know it. Okay. Oh, you want to see?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Let's see. Hey.
Mona struts through the living room.
I see it. I see it.
Yeah, I briefly tried to model when I moved to New York with the wishing tree in the back of my mind. It didn't go very well.
What happened to the wishes that didn't come true?
I have to go.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I mean, he should really come to the door.
No, it's fine.
No, actually, he should come to the door instead of honking. I mean, talk about no manners. It's just rude. I mean, guys these days should really learn to be a little more respectful.
Guys nowadays?
Yeah.
Okay, Grandpa. You are a little judgmental. Anybody ever tell you that? You should work on that. Have a good night.
Mona leaves the house. Des stands with his hands in his pockets as he watches her go. Mona and Fletcher walk on a sidewalk lit with Christmas lights.
What?
You look beautiful.
But you don't look so bad yourself.
You going to the Christmas dance?
Of course. Why do you ask?
I was curious.
Mona smiles and nods to herself.
You know, seeing the look on those kids' faces when you pulled up in the fire truck, it was priceless. It makes me wonder what my kids are going to look like.
Kids are a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever be ready for that.
Mona nods to herself again as they continue walking.
Well, where are we headed?
I was thinking about the ice rink, but it's hard to skate and talk, and I want to spend some alone time with you.
I like the sound of that. What do you have in mind?
You'll see.
What happened to all the decorations?
Some of the kids of the carnival made fun of my decorating skills, so I decided to take them all off and start again. Would you like to help?
Picasso and Van Gogh strikes again?
Mona links her arm with Fletcher's. The fire truck is decorated with garland and gold ornaments. Mona attaches another ornament.
I'll admit, this is one of my best dates ever.
You don't have to flatter me, Mona. I know your life is exciting.
What makes you say that?
I see your social media posts. And every time I run into your sister, she says you're traveling the world and loving New York.
I do love New York, but it can get lonely sometimes.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
I'm surprised you're still single.
I'm surprised you're still single. You have been popular since high school. And I see how the ladies still swarm.
Most of the women here have a one-track mind. Get married and have kids. I want something different.
Like what?
I don't really know. But I do know that I've been in a routine too long. I guess I just need some adventure.
Mona reluctantly nods in agreement.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for adventure.
Mona and Fletcher take a few steps back from the fire truck and look at their work.
I think we're ready.
Do the honors?
My pleasure.
Mona plugs in the lights. The truck is decorated with garland, red, and gold ornaments and fairy lights.
It's beautiful.
Mona smiles. Fletcher looks at her. Mona closes her eyes as he leans in to kiss her.
I'm so sorry.
Seriously?
Mona stands in the firehouse as the sirens and lights go off around her. She puts her arms out in frustration and walks away. It is daytime. Text on screen reads, 6 days before Christmas. Erin is in the yard with her sons.
I don't know about this, Des.
It's gonna be great. My dad and I used to do this every Christmas. Just focus. You got this.
You can't chicken out now, Mom.
Yeah.
But Mom, chicken. Oh, it's like that? Okay, let's go, Des. Come on.
Okay. All right, ready, set, go!
Des films Erin and the boys racing across the grass in Santa sacks.
Yeah, I won!
This is so much fun. Thanks, Des.
Hey, that was awesome, guys. Your dad is gonna love this.
Come on, I'll race you to the barn.
The boys hop back across the lawn in the red Santa sacks. Erin stands beside Des and watches them leave.
I really appreciate you doing this, Des. It's good to see the kids like this. I honestly don't know how to thank you.
It's my pleasure. But the way you can thank me is by telling me that you have more of your mom's delicious gingerbread cookies.
Oh, I don't think so. No. But you know what? I can give you the recipe so your girlfriend can make them for you.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, you know what? I actually just remembered I have a secret stash.
All right, lead the way.
I'm going to show you.
Erin smiles to herself as she walks with Des.
So if you use all of the products that I recommended, I promise you won't regret it. This is your girl, Mona Sinclair, signing off, and a happy holidays.
Look at my sister. Big time social media influencer.
Oh, God, get out of here. Mm-hmm. What are you up to?
Well, we were shooting footage this morning with Des. He's a nice guy.
I don't know. You know, every time I think that we're kind of getting along, he says something super judgy, and no.
Well, I like him. But how was your evening with Fletcher?
It was fine.
Erin raises her eyebrows at Mona.
Ugh, I really thought he was going to ask me to the dance, and he didn't. I'm starting to think that it's me. I have a great career. I have a good personality. Mm-hmm. I dress nice, and I have horrible luck with men.
Mona, come on, you are a 10.
I really don't feel that way. Do you remember Grandpa's wishing tree?
Of course.
Well, I never told you this, but one of my wishes was that I would be married and have a family by the time I was 35.
Oh. Sis, it is time to let that go.
Clearly.
Life has tried to trick you into thinking that you don't have it. But that is far from the truth. You don't have a husband by 35, so what? You need to appreciate the things you do have in your life.
I look at your life and Mom and Dad's and...
And you will have your own journey and find someone who appreciates you simply for you. You just need to get back in being the optimistic girl I know that you are.
Ah!
This girl. Mona Sinclair. Milton's Christmas pageant winner year 2005. Yeah, girl, that's what I'm talking about. You know, the Christmas present I want you to give yourself this year is grace. I love you.
I love you.
Girls, I need your help.
Duty calls.
Mm-hmm.
Linda's making a quilt in her craft room.
Hey, Mama.
I have gotten so behind this year that I am late delivering my quilts. Christmas is in 6 days, and I need some help.
Sure. Where do we start?
Well, first we need to cut those bigger squares into smaller squares, and I need one of you to finish stitching that needlepoint.
I'll cut. I can't stitch.
You sure can't. Your stitches are always crooked.
Your sister knows how to stitch. She just doesn't want to.
Well, I don't know why you do all of this by hand. It takes so long. And you have a sewing machine.
Mona Sinclair, these are heirlooms. Your grandmother started this tradition. Every year, she would gather everyone at her house for a quilting circle. It was a time of laughter, stories, togetherness.
But you don't have a quilting circle, Mom. It's just you and us now. You need to modernize things.
Your grandmother was the cornerstone of this town, especially at Christmas. This is her tradition. We are honoring it.
Enough said, Mama will help.
Thank you.
Text on screen reads, 5 days before Christmas. Aaron looks out the window where Dez is filming the boys.
What are you doing?
Girl, you almost gave me a heart attack. Okay, I know what you said, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, and I'm sure he is.
He's like a nicer, sweeter Fletcher.
Okay, stop it.
Aaron leaves the kitchen. Mona smiles and looks out the window. She watches the boys pose in front of the camera like superheroes. Mona stops smiling and stands up straight.
Right, baby, come on, it's time to go.
Let's get going, we got some snow cones to make.
I don't want to go make snow cones.
Why not?
It's not going to be the same without Daddy there. It's like everyone else is excited about Christmas and all I can think about is how much I miss him.
Brad, hey,
Brad. I know it'll be different without your dad, but it doesn't mean it'll be bad.
I won't like it.
I get it. I really do. You know, the holiday can be tough when someone you love is away, especially a parent. I used to feel the same way when my dad was away. You know, but sometimes we have to be brave enough to take chances on different things. Think of it this way. Your dad, right? He's really brave.
Yeah.
Oh, see, well, you're the mini version of him. I see it in you. I think you can be brave just like your dad. You can do that, right? All right?
All right. Y'all ready to rock and roll?
All right, let's go.
Aaron hugs her son. Linda, the boys, Aaron, and Harold start walking out of the house.
Hey, you coming?
Yeah, of course.
Mona puts her phone in her purse and walks out of the living room. Dez follows behind her. The family and Dez arrive at the snow cone booth at the carnival.
The Jolly Crew's here. Ready for some snow-capped delights?
Yes! I will have the candy cane bliss, please.
And Harold and I will take the holiday surprise.
Frosty Fiesta, for sure.
Me too.
Okay.
Can I get a maple sleigh ride, extra syrup, and a side of dairy? Snow cones in the winter?
It's a Sinclair family tradition.
A jolly bunch indeed. Snow cones for all ages.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hey, guys, wait a second.
Mona puts her snow cone down and starts recording on her phone.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, Mona. And if you are in the upstate New York area, you need to come hang with me at the Milton Christmas Carnival. We have got snow cones. We've got games, food, and good old Christmas family fun! Yeah! So what are you guys waiting for? Come on down.
Over here, everyone.
The Sinclair family poses for a picture with their snow cones. Text on screen reads, 4 days before Christmas.
Every year, we transform the barn for the annual Sinclair family Christmas dance.
Now, Mona, we need to make sure that all the decorations and food are in place. It needs to be an enchanted winter wonderland.
Aaron and I have it all under control, Mama.
It's the same people we used last year.
And the year before that.
And the year before that.
Okay. You know this dance is special to me. It was my mother's favorite part of the carnival.
It's also the place where you met the love of your life.
Yes, it is.
Aaron also met her husband here, too.
So is this dance some sort of good luck charm?
In a way, yes. It's kind of like a tradition that carries the spirit of the season. Just love, family, friends, and a touch of magic.
Hey! Okay, so I brought the white flashing lights to help with this year's theme, holiday enchantment. I'm just going to go get the boys to help set up before we go caroling.
Caroling, that's great. That's the last thing I'll get to complete their video.
Oh, they're the cutest thing. In my mind, caroling is what heaven sounds like.
Hey, Mona, you going?
Yeah. Mona, are you?
Text reads, hey, going to the caroling tonight. Hope to see you there.
Sure.
Good.
Erin raises one of her eyebrows at Mona.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on Fox,
ring, making spirits rise. What fun it is to ride and sing.
Hi, Mona. Oh, Tracy.
So good to see you back home.
Oh, this is such a good turnout. I haven't seen this many people for a while.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you need to meet Dez. Dez? This is Tracy. Tracy has actually never missed a carnival. Dez is doing an article on our town.
Yeah, you mind if I ask you some questions?
Of course.
Amazing. So you're from here?
Born and raised.
Right. So people come from surrounding counties. Why do you think that is?
The holidays have become so stressful. Everyone's rushing to get gifts and hoping they have enough money, things like that. But here we have community activities that celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. Food drives where the entire neighborhood is involved, and tree trimming with homemade ornaments so people feel seen. Christmas isn't commercial here, and that's what I think people appreciate.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. No, I never thought about that. People here aren't stressed during the holidays like they are back in New York. One year, I swear, I almost had a nervous breakdown because I couldn't find the perfect dress for the Harlem theater party. But people here don't care about that. All they want to do is sing, celebrate, love on each other.
Yeah, I felt that.
Did you see the stocking wall? One of the churches, they put up stockings and people fill them with gifts and the church gives them to families in need.
Ooh, I definitely got to get a picture of that.
Fletcher leaves the caroling. The crowd applauds for the kids when they finish singing. Dez moves to the side to take pictures.
So the boys are going to sing one more song and then we're going to head back to the house, okay?
Where's Fletcher?
He's...
Mona looks around the carnival.
Oh, I don't know where he went.
Hey, I'm going to stick around and interview a few more people.
Dez, I want you to know that I can't wait to read the article. I know that it's going to be the highlight of the year.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be modest. I saw your pictures. I know it's going to be great.
I'll see you guys later.
Just admit it. You like him.
What? No.
You've been giving him a lot of your attention.
That's because you and Mom keep sticking me with him. I don't have a choice.
I think you should ask him to the dance.
No. Besides, Fletcher is going to ask me.
Oh.
Yes.
Really? Is that the same Fletcher that disappeared?
Where's he at? Okay, I don't need this right now. I'm going to go call him and find out where he is.
Girl.
Fletcher is standing on the porch of the farmhouse. He turns in a circle as he waits for someone to come. Mona opens the door and goes outside.
Hey.
Mona closes the door and crosses her arms.
What happened to you earlier?
Sorry, I left the square without telling you. You seem busy and I don't want to bother you.
You wouldn't have bothered me. I was there with you.
You looked a little preoccupied.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
You know, if it's not fine, you can just say that.
I don't really like confrontation.
Yeah, I get that, but you broke up with me in high school and you didn't tell me why. And then now you left me at the carnival and you're clearly feeling some kind of way.
Mona looks away and sighs.
I just want you to know that you can talk to me about your feelings, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, I came to ask you something.
What is it?
Fletcher opens his mouth and hesitates.
You know, it can wait. It's been a long night. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Good night.
Fletcher turns and walks away from the house, leaving Mona on the porch.
So, what did you say to him?
What could I say? You know, he just walked away, and I definitely wasn't chasing after him.
Did you try to call him?
You have clearly been out of the dating scene. We don't call, we text. And he needs to be the one to text me.
Aaron side-eyes Mona.
Okay, boys. Those are your last ones. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Night, boys.
Goodnight.
Aaron and the boys leave the fire pit.
You two have a good night.
Mona shoots Aaron a dirty look and rolls her eyes. Dez holds a skewer with some marshmallows over the fire.
Some more?
Sure. That looks perfect.
Oh. Des puts down the skewer and slides closer to Mona.
Perfect. You want a bite?
I owe you an apology.
I'm listening.
First, I couldn't believe how one post from you got all those people at the carnival. And then I looked into what it takes to be a brand ambassador, and it is not easy.
What? Are you saying that it's an actual job?
I am.
I think you're just trying to get me to help you edit my nephew's videos.
Could you? I mean, it is a lot of footage.
Of course.
Mona and Des look around the fire and then up at the sky.
The air is so fresh out here.
Yeah, it is peaceful.
I can get used to this.
Mona turns immediately and looks at Des. Des smiles shyly.
Jinx.
You know, my parents are always saying things at the same time. I guess I always thought it was because they've known each other for so long, but maybe they are simply aligned. The way that they look at each other, you just see the love bubbling over. I've always wanted someone to look at me that way.
How could someone not look at you that way?
Huh?
No. I just see how people look at you.
Mona nods and sighs. Des starts to get up from the bench.
You go?
I
got you.
Des stands up. He takes his jacket off and drapes it around Mona's shoulders.
Madame.
What a gentleman.
Unlike some people.
Ah!
Des sits back on the bench next to Mona.
Thanks.
No, thank you for being my guy.
Well, it was kind of, sort of, a pleasure.
Mona and Des smile at each other.
I have to admit, though, you've given me a new appreciation for my own hometown. So thank you.
I mean, sometimes you have to look at things with a different lens.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Wow, it's so beautiful.
Yes, you are.
I gotta go to bed and get up early, get things ready for the dance.
Oh,
but I am gonna take one more for the road.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay, good one. Okay. All right, well, let me show you what I got here.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, you should just stick to journalism. Good night.
Mona walks away from the fire. Des smiles as he watches her leave. His smile slowly fades away. Mona walks up the stairs to Linda's craft room.
Mom?
Mona smiles as she gets to the top of the stairs. She crosses the room quietly and gently puts her hand on her mother's back, waking Linda up.
Mom, I'm almost done.
You are done, all right. Go to bed. I'll finish up.
You sure, honey?
I'm positive.
Thank you, baby.
You're so welcome.
Linda hugs Mona. She heads towards the stairs. Mona turns to her.
Mom.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that Dad was the love of your life?
It's not something you know, sweetheart. It's something you feel. You'll know it when you feel it. Good night.
Linda leaves the craft room.
Good night.
Mona stands still for a few moments. After a while, she turns to the quilt her mother was working on. Mona reaches down and touches a piece of fabric that is partially sewn. She leaves it and takes a step toward the antique sewing machine nearby. Mona looks back and forth between the quilt on the embroidery frame and the sewing machine. She pauses for a moment and then takes a seat in her mother's chair. Mona tilts the wooden embroidery frame towards her and looks at the fabric. She picks up the threaded needle and begins to work on the multicolored quilt by hand, continuing where her mother left off. Text on screen reads, 3 days before Christmas. Mona rushes down the sidewalk carrying a box. She enters a clothing store.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I am so sorry that it's late. My mother took a little extra time with this one.
A Sinclair quilt is worth waiting for. This one is going to my 80-year-old mom. It's got all her kids and grandkids' names on it, and it's made with patches from some of their favorite Christmas outfits.
That is so special. I'm sure they'll love it.
Well, it was your mom's idea. Her quilts are a true labor of love. I can't think of a Christmas gift that can compare.
Thank you. It means a lot hearing you say that.
Well, I'm sure Linda passed down her talents. Maybe I'll get a quilt from you someday.
Now, that would be a Christmas miracle.
Mona arrives at the barn with coffee.
Coffee's to the rescue.
Yes, thank you. I so needed this.
Honestly, you guys really have an eye for this. Transforming this place is not as easy as I thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a great team. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that year when Mom decided that the theme would be the candy cane castle?
Oh, yes. Everyone was sticky and smelling like peppermint by the time the dance was open.
My dog, Marty, licked me for 3 days after that.
Wow.
Oh, I still have a barrel of icicles to hang, so thanks for the coffee.
Of course.
You're right, and I will not let these lights defeat me, so I'm gonna get back to it.
Well, I have years of experience, so I'll help.
You know, it's funny. Christmas was never my thing growing up. Maybe because we were always in a different city and never really had traditions. I mean, sometimes we didn't even have a tree.
You know, when I was a kid, I started planning for Christmas in September. I was that excited. I couldn't wait.
Yeah, I can see why. It would have been nice to have all this growing up.
Well, you have it now. Maybe you'll come back next year.
Is that an invitation? Mona!
Fletch. Hey, what's up?
I was wondering if you could help me with something.
Sure. What is it?
There's this guy who's got a dilemma. He's wondering if he should ask a certain someone to the Christmas dance, but he doesn't think his heart could take it if she says no. What do you think you should do?
Well, I think this guy is in a bit of a mess, and he should follow his heart.
Aaron stands on a ladder, hanging a wreath, and watches Mona and Fletcher. Aaron falls off the ladder. Everyone rushes over.
Aaron?
You okay?
Yeah. I thought I had it. I hang it up every year.
Aaron, you rest. I'll finish hanging up the wreath.
Thank you, Des. Honestly, with you helping the boys and now this, I am officially making you a member of the family. Come on, I'll show you where they are.
All right.
I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Who is Des again?
Oh, he's the reporter from Culture and Lifestyle magazine.
Have you read any of his work?
No. Why?
Just saying. You don't really know anything about him?
Well, he's staying in my parents' guest house. I'm sure that my mom looked into him. Anyway, is there anything else on your mind?
Fletcher's phone starts buzzing. He takes it out of his pocket and looks at it.
I actually have to take this call. I'll hit you later.
Okay.
Fletcher hurries off. Mona stops smiling. The Sinclair family is having dinner.
Dear, you have outdone yourself as usual.
Thank you, honey. Girls, how are the decorations coming for the dance?
The St. Clair sisters have it under control.
Yes, Mom, stop worrying. Mona has the decor, and I have the DJ ready with the holiday jams.
Jimmy said you fell and got a mouthful of hay. Are you okay?
Yes. Just one more uncomfortable memory for Des to write in his article.
Thank you again for allowing me to capture these moments with you. To be honest, this has been the best Christmas ever.
Well, now that's the Milton Christmas magic.
We're glad to have you. I can't wait to read the newspaper.
Oh.
What's so funny?
Culture and Lifestyle is an online magazine, Mr. Sinclair. No paper.
Well, either way, I'm looking forward to reading the article, son.
We all are.
Des finishes his pie. Mona is in the living room. She sits in front of the fireplace with a drink covered in a Christmas quilt.
Mona.
Des, really?
Yep.
You took a picture? Ugh.
I had to do it. I don't think I've seen you sit still since I got here.
Well, hardworking women do take breaks. You should put that in your article.
I will.
So, how's your article coming?
It's almost done. Once I cover the dance, it will be complete. Hey, I just want you to know that I really appreciate you opening yourself up like this. You are an incredible woman, Mona Sinclair.
Well, and this incredible woman, take a little sneak peek at your picture because I have photo approval. I need to see that.
Hey, sorry. It's my dad. I have to take this. Go ahead. Hey, Pop, I need a favor.
Des gets up and leaves the room to take the phone call. Mona picks up his tablet and sits back on the sofa. She laughs at a picture of herself. Mona swipes the screen and the magazine cover appears. It reads, "The Christmas Issue, Culture and Lifestyle. Why We Hate Christmas." Mona's smile fades. She enlarges the picture to read the title. Mona swipes the screen again and starts reading the article. She leans forward and gets up from the sofa. Mona furrows her brows as she continues to read. Des comes back to the living room.
So what you think?
What is this?
Oh, Mona, it's not what you think.
Really? With their gaudy decorations, fake merriment and forced giving, towns like Milton and families like the St. Clairs serve as a reminder of the hyper-commercialism and over-capitalization that makes the Christmas season anything but merry. Wow. Did you write this?
Yes, but let me explain.
Okay, no, you don't have to explain. Des,
what's going on?
Odez is writing a takedown article on us and the entire town.
Mona hands Aaron the tablet. She reads a little and looks at Des.
Des?
Okay, look. My initial assignment wasn't to write a flattering piece on the carnival. Okay, my editor actually wanted the opposite perspective.
So instead you lied to my parents. You lied to me.
You should have been honest.
Okay, I am so sorry. I got carried away. I wanted to tell you, but everybody was just being so welcoming, and I felt like part of the community. I did not mean to deceive you or anyone else. Mona, you totally changed my perspective.
Stop. Okay.
I don't want Mom and Dad to get upset over this, so we'll talk about this later. Let's keep this between us. Des, disappointed.
Mona gives Des the tablet and leaves.
Mona, I am so sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Mona walks away from Des. She hurries up the stairs to her room. Des is left alone in the living room. He looks down at his tablet. Mona is in the barn putting decorations together.
Get some nerve judging me.
Mona?
Fletch, hey.
Looks like things are almost done here. It looks good.
Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful. Maybe you'll save me a dance.
That's what I came to talk to you about.
Oh, yeah?
You know, it's almost Christmas, and I always spend it here.
Yeah, it's tradition.
We've been spending a lot of time together these last few days, and it's made me think about the connection we have.
Fletcher reaches out and takes Mona's hand.
Mona Sinclair, will you go to the dance with me?
I would love to.
Mona smiles and hugs Fletcher. Her smile fades as they embrace. It is daytime at the farmhouse. Aaron is in the kitchen. She pours herself a cup of coffee when Mona arrives.
Hey, sis.
Hey, you're up early. I hope I didn't wake you.
No, I just wanted to go for a walk before everyone else woke up.
Okay.
Mona picks up her jacket and turns to leave. She hesitates and puts her coat down.
Hey, can we talk?
Yeah, of course. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fletcher asked me to go to the dance last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you got what you wanted after all, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Who on earth is banging on the door this early?
Aaron opens the door. Her eyes go wide and her mouth is agape in shock.
Jackson! Oh my God!
Hey, everybody! Look who's here!
Oh!
Jackson!
quite the surprise.
I thought you weren't coming home.
Well, the strangest thing happened. My commanding officer got a call insisting I get leave immediately and escorted to the airport.
I knew it! Dad said you'd be home for Christmas.
He did?
Who's this?
We'll talk about it later.
Well, it's good to have you home, son.
It sure is. Well, now that everyone's here, I'm gonna get started on breakfast.
My taste bud's already tingling.
You all go upstairs and get washed up.
All right.
I'll help you. Mom, please tell me we can make our traditional Christmas Eve breakfast.
Gingerbread pancakes and Christmas deviled eggs?
Yes, girl.
Oh, it's a busy Christmas Eve.
I'll get it.
Mona puts her Christmas apron down on the counter and leaves her mother to go to the front door. She opens the door, but there's no one there. On the porch in front of the door is a small gift-wrapped box with a bow and envelope on it. Mona looks around before she crouches down and picks up the box. She looks at the card for a moment and then stands back up. Mona goes inside and returns to the kitchen.
Who was that?
No one. This gift was on the porch. Has my name on it.
Maybe Santa's making early house calls. Open it.
Linda measures out ingredients for breakfast. Mona opens the envelope and takes out the card.
Mona, I'm sorry things turned out the way they did. I never intended to mislead you. You and your family embody the true meaning of Christmas. I will always cherish the time
I spent in Milton. I was never going to send the article that you saw. It was my first draft. This is the final version. I hope you like it, and I hope Jackson gets home in time. Merry Christmas.
Who's it from?
Dez.
Dez? Really?
Mona puts the card down and opens the box. She removes the tissue paper and sees a tablet. The screen reads, "The Christmas Issue, Culture and Lifestyle, Why We Love Christmas." Mona swipes the screen and starts reading the article.
This is beautiful. Des did all this before he left?
What do you mean?
He's gone.
Where?
I don't know. I'm assuming back home. He left a message for me late last night, apologizing for everything and saying he was leaving this morning.
I'll be back.
What about breakfast?
Mom, I'm sorry. I'll be back, but I will be here for the dance tonight.
Linda watches Mona rush out of the house. She smiles to herself and does a little dance. Fletcher is waiting when Mona opens the front door.
Oh,
Fletcher.
Hi, Mona. Sorry about the early drop-by, but I just wanted to give you this. Merry Christmas.
Fletch, we need to talk. I need to be honest.
What do you mean?
You are such an amazing guy. I just don't think that what we have is enough to get to the next level. We're at two different places in our lives. You don't want kids, and you want adventure and excitement, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. I thought that that's what I wanted too. But now I know what I want. I want to settle down. I want to get married and have kids. I want what my mom and my sister have. That's the life that I want.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Mona, you're an amazing woman, and I really do hope you find what you're looking for.
Thank you.
So, I guess this is goodbye?
No. This is more like, see you next Christmas.
See you next Christmas.
Mona opens her arms and gives Fletcher a hug. Fletcher hugs her back and then walks away from her. Mona sighs. Mona gets in her car and drives away. A gentle snow falls on New York City. Mona is walking down a sidewalk in front of several row homes. She looks down at a piece of paper in her hand and then at the numbers on the houses. Dez is at the front door of one of the homes when she spots him.
Dez!
Dez turns around and smiles at Mona.
Mona!
You never said goodbye.
I thought you never wanted to see me again.
Well, I may have overreacted by lumping you in with some of the other selfish men that I've come across. I want you to know that your interest in my family, it helped me realize that the St. Clair quilting, the carnival, the ornament tradition, it is culture. And it's special to me because it's my culture. And that article you wrote...
Did you like it?
Mona laughs before she answers Des.
I loved it.
So did my editor.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, did you want to come inside?
I have to get back.
Right. The dance.
Yes.
Right.
The dance.
Mona Sinclair, will you go to the dance with me?
What did you just say?
I said...
No, you don't have to repeat it. I heard you. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mona and Des hug. He picks her up and spins her in a circle. Des sets Mona back down and they look at each other. It is nighttime at the barn. People are arriving for the Christmas dance. The kids are outside trying to catch snowflakes. Inside, people in Christmas hats and sweaters are drinking eggnog and dancing. Mona has her arm linked through Des's. She looks up at him with a smile on her face.
So this is the Christmas dance.
Pretty cool, right?
Linda and Harold walk up to Mona and Des.
Hey.
It is so good to see you both. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Your mom and I have been thinking about our conversation, asking you to take over the carnival.
About that.
And we understand that you have your own life and your own priorities back in New York. And it's not fair of us to ask you to sacrifice what you're doing to carry on our legacy.
Mom.
And we also know that some traditions, they become outdated and...
Mom.
Yes, dear.
I would be honored to carry on our family tradition. Absolutely honored.
Really?
Really.
Oh, that made me so happy. Your grandmother would be so proud of you.
Hey, they're playing our song.
Linda stops and listens. Harold smiles and leads Linda to the dance floor. Aaron and Jackson approach Mona and Des.
Fancy seeing you two here.
Des, this is my husband, Captain Jackson Reynolds.
I just want to thank you for everything you did for me and my family. We'll never forget it.
It's my absolute pleasure, sir.
Aaron looks at Mona, whispers, "He's the one," and winks at her. Mona whispers back, "I know." Mona giggles when she sees Des watching her. Des holds out his arm.
Shall we?
Des and Mona gaze at each other as they go to the dance floor.
Wow, we're under the mistletoe.
Mona and Des stop in the middle of the dance floor and turn to look at each other. Des takes Mona's hands and looks down at her.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mona smiles up at Des. While people dance all around them, Des leans forward and kisses Mona under the mistletoe. When the kiss breaks, they smile at each other. Des takes Mona's hands and pulls her towards him. They start dancing among the other couples. Mona puts one arm around Des's neck and holds his hand with the other as she stares into his eyes. The Sinclair family smiles as they pose for a picture in front of the Christmas tree.